Okay, today's Gemara is Chulin. Chulin, Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis, Samach Amid Aleph. We have the discussions and the conversations between Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya and the Caesar and the Kesar. So we'll do some of them today. We'll see. We'll continue another day, maybe. Amalei Kesar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, starting with Chulin Nun Tes Amid Beis. Elokechem Ka'aryeh Masil, your God is compared to a lion. Dechsev, as Amos says, Aryeh Sho'ag Milo Yira, when the lion roars, who is not fearful? So my Rabuse, what's the Chiddush? He's compared to a lion. Parsha Katal Aryeh. A horseman, a man riding on a chariot, he could kill the lion. So your God is not so strong. Amar le lavka hai aryeh masel. He's not compared to a regular lion. Ka aryeh debe iloi masel is compared to the lion of bar iloi. Amar le bina demechsas li nili. I want to see that lion. Amar le Rishua Bechanani says, lo matzis chazis le. You can't. You can't see. Amar le ivra chazinali. No, I do. I want to see that lion. Boy Rachme, he was machriachim. Boy Rachme, he davins. Rishu Bechanani davined. Isaac miduchte. This supernatural lion goes and starts moving. Kavi marchik arba meo parsi. When he was 400 parsos away, about 1,000 miles, niem chadkala, he starts letting out a roar. Apilu kol mavarta. All women who were pregnant miscarried. Veshura dromi nafal, and the wall of Rome fell. Ademarchik tlas mea parsi. When he was 300 parsos away, niem kalachrini, let out another roar. Nosr kichi vishini de gavri. Everybody's teeth started falling out. Viafu nafal mikursay laara. And the Caesar himself fell off his throne onto the floor. Amalei, he says, you know what? Bibatusa minach, boy rachmi alei delevi deluchte. You know, let him go back to his place. Maybe it's not a good idea if I see the lion. Boy rachmi alei vahadilei alasre, and it went back to the place. One message, again, every detail of every story in the Gemara has symbolism, but we'll leave that one for others to research. Let's do one more. Amalei kesar b'shumen chananya, be'ina dechzi elokaychu. I want to see your God. Amalei lo matzis chazesle, you can't. Amarle Ivra, Chazinale, I will see him, show me him. Azal Ukmi Lahadi Yoma Divitkubas Tamis. He took him out in the middle of the summer. Amarle Istako Be. So, and Rav Shua Hanani said to the Kesar, look at the sun. Amarle Lomatsina, how could I look at the sun? I can't look straight at the sun. Amarle Yoma Dechan Mishamashai, Dekaima Kami Kuchabrichu, one of the servants that stand in front of God. Amarle Lomatsina Listakule Be. You can't look at Shechina Lokal Shekain. You want to look at the Shechina? You can't even look at the servant. Of course you can't look at the Shechina itself. What's the message, the deeper idea of this? So there is a thought quoted in the Margolius HaShas that maybe this Caesar was one of those that believed in Shtei Reshuyos. Right? There's the God of good and the God of bad, and the God of this and the God of that. Paul HaTova, Paul HaRa. You can't have one source that does opposite things. L'dayta makozeves, e'efshar shmi Paul Echa, yatsu pulos mischalfos. And that's what he says, I want to see your God. I want to see your God, that he's Hashem Hu Alukim, ain't owed, they're the one. And what does he say? He shows him the sun. What's the sun? The sun is something that does opposite things. It melts certain things and it hardens certain things. It cleans certain things and it darkens certain things. It does opposite things. And you can't even look at the sun. So if you can't even understand that, looking at the sun, and which is just a servant that does opposite things, surely you can't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the first two conversations of Yeshua ben Chananya with the Caesar. Maybe we'll continue in the coming days. Have a great day.